This is our returning champion, Jerry Cutler from Anaheim, California. Stand by to see Jerry play for a trip to London, valued at $5,118. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros, valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. You're very kind. Nice to have you with us. We're delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and now I'm going to introduce a gentleman I didn't think I was going to be seeing him here today, our champion, Jerry Cutler. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, you passed up the first level prize, which amounted to $3,000 in cash. Why did you do that?
Because I've never been to England.
Well, that's what you're shooting for right now.
Absolutely.
And that trip to London costs $175 on Sale of the Century. You have $75. So you need $100 and the win for that trip to London. I can only say good luck. You've gone for it, so we'll see how it comes out.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, I thought that's a pretty good first level prize at $3,000.
Sure was.
Who do you have for us?
This contestant is always on cloud nine from Chicago, Illinois. Let's give a big hand to Jeanette Kent.
Hello, Jeanette.
And he wants the last laugh, originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let's give an enthusiastic welcome to Chris Ciardi.
Hi there, Chris. Be a little late with some bargains, huh? Thank you. You want the last laugh, Chris.
That's true, Jim. My dream is to be a stand-up comic, but I'm afraid people will laugh at me.
Oh, I think you're on the right track. Are you working towards it now?
Yes, yes.
Oh, well, good luck with that. That is a tough road to hoe, but I'm sure it can be very satisfying to make people laugh. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Jeanette, you are always on cloud nine.
That's right, Jim. I'm a flight attendant for a major airline.
Oh, most of us spend our lives on cloud eight looking up. I hope you enjoy cloud nine. Nice to have you. You enjoy your work?
I love it.
All right, good luck here. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion, gets to do some great shopping, and we'll start with this. Success is sweet for this former SCTV star, whose funny films include Summer Reynolds. Jeanette?
John Candy.
Yes, success is sweet for John Candy. $5 for the correct answer, and you go to 25. What illegal line of work are you in if you're a second story man? Jerry?
You're a burglar.
That's exactly what you are, and Jerry ties Jeanette for first place. How many years have you been married if you're celebrating your golden anniversary? Chris?
50.
We got a three-way tie. 50 is exactly what it is. In an old expression, the entire amount of something is referred to as the whole kit and, Chris?
Caboodle.
Yes, I've often wondered what a caboodle is, but that's exactly what... You're right, Chris. You go to 30. Name the country whose national anthem is God Save the Queen. Jeanette?
England.
England is right, and Jeanette ties Chris at 30. Yeah. And a good time to tie him, because it is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead normally can buy bargain merchandise, but with a tie, Chris and Jeanette, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price for one of you, if you hit your buzzer, it's yours.
Chris or Jeanette, lend an ear to this instant bargain. Shh. First, this AM/FM stereo cassette recorder, portable with a new wave fashion look, records and plays cassettes, furnished by Sharp. Plus, book cassettes, unabridged bestsellers performed on tape. Now you may read with your ears as you drive, walk, jog, or just relax. Book cassettes furnished by Brilliance Corporation. This pair is normally priced at $400, but today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
Oh, that's very nice. I was looking over at some of the titles. I thought this one was a sports book. I thought it said Dead Jock. No, it's Dead Jock. I'm sorry. Jeanette and Chris, the books and the recorder. And
you like that recorder.
You're in it. And not $6. For $5, the value of one question.
I Jeanette, got it.
Yes, enjoy that. See, a surprise goes with it, Jeanette. Great time to buy. She's got the book, she's got the recorder, and as a surprise, we add $600 in cash. Enjoy that. Hang on to that for Jeanette. Way to go.
Oh, that's great.
That's a $1,000 bargain for the value of one question. We knock it off your score down to 25. Chris has got the lead, but somehow if it wasn't for the honor of the thing, Chris, maybe you would have been right to hit the buzzer. What country singing superstar is known as the Man in Black? Chris.
America.
No. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. If you lose five of the incorrect answer down to 25, we've got a three-way tie. What country created an elite mercenary army known as the Foreign Legion? Jerry.
France.
France is right. The champion goes into the lead for the first time today. The book The Class is the newest offering from love story author Jeanette.
Eric Siegel.
Eric Siegel is right. Jeanette ties Jerry for first place. Very close game. Good players. The difference could be if they can hit a money card up on the fame game board. And we're playing now for control of that board, looking for a famous person. I am an actor born in New York in 1940. I became a delivery boy, usher, and porter, all the while hoping for a stage career. I finally got to Broadway in Does a Tiger Wear a Necktie, which won me the Tony Award. On the strength of my performance in the movie Panic in Needle Park, Jeanette?
Al Pacino.
I got the part and the Godfather. You are right, Al Pacino it is. Jeanette, the lights are flashing. Yeah. Where is the $10 money card, Summer?
Behind the number one.
All right,
great.
You know what you're shooting
all
for.
Right.
Prize is behind the others. We've now locked that into your buzzer, and you can hit the buzzer when you like, Jeanette.
Come
good luck.
Come on, number one. I know you're right there.
Well, you didn't get
number
the money
seven,
card,
though.
But number seven will get you this prize.
A bedroom ensemble, a fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota.
That's well over $700 worth of betting, Jeanette.
Goodness.
And again, that's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And a good segment for Jeanette. Over $1,700 in cash and prizes. And she's still in the tie for the lead. We'll be right back. Close game. $5 separate the players. In 1846, a terrible famine was caused by the blight of what, Jeanette?
Potato.
What Irish crop potato was exactly right. Everyone's hand going for the buzzer. Jeanette got it. She's in the lead. In the old song, if you take the high road and I take the low road, Jerry?
I'll get to Scotland for you.
Scotland is what we wanted to hear. Where are you? That's it, Scotland, and you've tied Jeanette again. What is the unit of length equal to 6 feet used to measure the depth of water? Chris?
A fathom.
Fathom is exactly right, and Chris stays within $5 of Jeanette and Jerry. What's the official nickname of America's National Railroad Passenger Corporation? Jerry?
Amtrak.
Amtrak is exactly right. American Travel and Track, as a matter of fact. Jerry, you've gone into the lead now. And an instant bargain, a very lovely instant bargain, and you could buy it.
Jerry, make life a little cushier with this Mayfair daybed sofa. Finished in enamel with brass fittings. Provides comfort as a sofa by day, but ideal for overnight guests too. Furnished by Corsican, and it's normally priced at $680. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $11.
Nice, Jerry. You know you wanted to.
First, we are selling the bed. $680 bed, Jerry, and it's $11.
Nice.
I know you like the trip to London. You'd be a little further away from it, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to lop that price way down. You'll be in a tie with Jeanette. You can have the $680 bed for $5. Oh, going once.
Tempting.
Going twice.
Go.
No sale.
Tempting. I can't do it.
If we had thrown in the accessories. He hangs on to the lead. Sorry about that, Karen. In the Olympics, what would you ride in an event called dressage? Jeanette?
A horse.
Horse is exactly right, and we've got a tie at 40. She talks about life in the White House in her book called First Lady from Plains. Chris?
Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter is right, and Chris stays within $5, making it close. For what European country did the famous spy Mata Hari do her spying? Jerry.
Germany.
Germany is right. Jerry goes back into the lead of 45. On what heavenly spot would you find a plaque that says we came in peace for all mankind? Jeanette.
The moon.
The moon is right. And again, a tie with Jeanette and Jerry. And Chris is going for that buzzer as well. What are you buying if you're looking at Dory's punts and dinghies? Jerry.
Boats.
Boats is right. Champion back into the lead. And halfway to that trip to London he's looking for. Talking about boats, here's one for you to think about over the break. Which of our states has the most boats per capita? Which of our states has the most boats per capita? We'll give you the solution right after this. Well, did you think about it at home? I must say, everybody in the audience gave all kinds of different states. Washington would be logical, and Florida was another one. One person over here got it. It must be because of the lakes, but the most boats per capita in the United States, believe it or not, Arizona. State of Arizona has more boats per capita. Yeah. Six people live there, and there are five boats. No, there it's...
Really?
Yeah, Arizona. back to business. Jerry at 50, Jeanette at 45, Chris at 35, and again the fame game. I do hope you'll play along with this. A famous thing. I am a large bird found in the meadows, orchards, and wooded areas of North America. I share my name with a Great Plains Indian tribe. I'm clever and fearless and make a noise that some find irritating. My common variety is glossy black plumage and a sharp-pointed bill. Chris.
A crow?
A crow is exactly right, yes. And Chris, who is trailing by $15, has a shot now at a $15 money card that Summer's going to show us.
Behind number six.
All right, two of them up there. And it's locked in now to your buzzer, Chris. Good luck, and you'll stop that light.
Come on, six.
You did it! Turn on the $15 money card. We add that to Chris's score, and he jumps into a tie with Jerry and Jeanette, just a question behind. What is the lowest-ranking suit in bridge? Chris.
Clubs.
Clubs is right, and Chris goes into the lead for the first time today. What is the familiar acronym we use for the cumbersome term self-contained underwater breathing apparatus? Chris.
Scuba.
And he's really beginning to make a move. He's up to 60 in a $10 lead. On TV, what's the last name of Ben, Adam, Joe, and Hoss? Chris.
Cartwright.
Cartwright is right, and Chris to 65. Strong segment for Chris, and a $15 lead, Chris. With a $15 lead, you can buy this.
Chris, add a little sparkle to your life with this stunning diamond ring from Cremants, a beautifully designed 14-karat gold ring featuring five marquee cut tourmalines and six full-cut diamonds furnished by Cremants Jewelry. And it's normally priced at $1,500. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $16.
Oh, how romantic. Very nice.
I'd get in trouble owning one of those.
Yeah, $1,500 worth. Wow. And for I'm going to do two things for you, Chris. Just because I'm feeling generous, you can have the $1,500 ring, not for $16, but for $15, which would put you in a tie with Jerry, and Jeanette would be a question behind. And to make it an even...
Oh, yes.
$2,000 deal, I will throw in...
Oh, he's getting more money out of his pocket.
Yeah. Oh. Do you narrate the flights, incidentally? $500 in cash to go with it for $15. Go once. Go twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy the ring. Enjoy the cash. And as we knock the $15 off the score, we will enjoy a great game right after this. Champion Jerry Cutler is halfway to that trip to London he's been eyeing, but boy, has he been involved in a dogfight all day. Jerry and Chris at 50, and Jeanette just a question behind at 45. When General MacArthur uttered the famous words, "I shall return," Chris?
To the Philippine Islands.
Where was he planning to return? The Philippines is exactly right. Good anticipation, and Chris back into the lead. Ancient Greeks called the chief god Zeus. What did the Romans call him? Chris?
Jupiter.
Jupiter is right. Two in a row for Chris and a $10 lead. This 1983 movie tells us of a group of college chums who are reunited. Jeanette?
The Big Chill.
For a friend's funeral, you are right, the Big Chill it is. Jeanette took a chance, it paid off. She goes to 50. Third and final crack at the fame game with $10 separating the players. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a monument that stands higher than the Great Pyramid in Europe, in Egypt. I was begun in 1927 by one man and completed by his son in 1941. Jeanette?
Mount Rushmore.
You're right! You've got control of that board. Chris took the $15 money card off. The 10 stayed there, but we're now adding the 25.
Behind the number 8.
So you got two big money cards to shoot for, Jeanette. We've locked it into your buzzer.
Okay.
Good luck, and go when you want to.
Come on, number 8, and no.
Yes! We add that to her score. Jeanette jumps into the lead at 75. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. The challenger, Jeanette, at 75. The challenger, Chris, at 60. The champion at third place at 50. Good luck to three good players. We start the speed round now. What city is nicknamed the City of the Angels? Jeanette.
Los Angeles.
Right. The people of what country celebrate the year of the rat? Jerry.
China.
Right. What is the last name of the popular recording couple, Donnie and Marie? Chris.
Osmond.
Right. Which European nation's seat of government is The Hague? Chris.
Netherlands.
Right. What geometric shape is just like the Greek letter delta? Chris.
The Triangle.
Right. In the 1979 movie, what comedian starred in the title role, The Jerk? Chris.
Steve Martin.
Right. What is the basic monetary unit of Mexico? Jerry.
The peso.
Right. Who painted the Mona Lisa? Chris.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Right. What country was once ruled by Benito Mussolini? Jerry.
Italy.
Right. The course of what great river is blocked by the Aswan Dam? Jerry.
The Nile.
Right. Specifically, what branch of biology deals with animal life? Chris.
Nice.
Time. What last name was shared by Mongolian emperors Genghis and Gugu? Chris.
Con.
Right. What name the Romanian-born tennis star nicknamed Nasty? Jerry.
Nastasi.
Right. What Washington, D.C. lap time is up, and Chris by $5 is the new champion. Great speed round for the challenger, Chris. And he won it. Back to Chris in just a moment. First of all, specifically the branch of biology dealing with animal life is zoology. Got to say goodbye to the champion. Well, he passed up $3,000 to try for the trip to London. He didn't make it, but he's certainly not going home empty-handed. With carpeting, two color TVs, the carpet machine, the baker's rack you like, the cookware, the metal detector, $775 in cash. You are over $3,900 in cash and prizes, Jerry.
Great.
Thank you. And Jeanette, you missed going back there shopping with me by $5, but how can I say you lost? Because you've
Absolutely.
Got the book cassettes, the recorder, the bedding, $680 in cash, a one-day total, $1,790. Congratulations to you as well. So no one goes home empty-handed. Maybe Chris is going to add $3,000. We'll find out as he joins me shopping. Come on, Chris. Well done. Great speed round.
Hey, you came back in my third.
I think you were $15 behind, and you came back and won by five, so you made up $20. You've got $85. It is enough for you to walk away with this if you'd like.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, it's yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And $85 is exactly what you have. And what that amounts to, thank you, Karen, is $3,000 in cash. And if you say yes, it's yours. So at this point, it is yours. Just hang on to it. It's up to you to decide to give it back to me. If you decided to give it back to me and play on what Jerry wanted, the next thing up the line, another win and $90 more, and you can have this.
Here's a jolly good trip to jolly old England. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 10 smashing days in exciting England. Enjoy the splendor of Buckingham Palace, London's theater district, and the lovely English countryside. This grand trip, normally priced at $5,118, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
$175, you've got $85. So, if you wanted to give me that back, you could try for that trip to London. It would take you another $90 and the win. Now, we have a lot of other wonderful things up the line. There's a jukebox, haven't seen that yet, diamond rings, his and her furs. But I'll tell you one thing, you get the $530, you could drive away in two of these.
Take to the road in these beautiful his and her sports cars. Pontiac Fiero, a sports car, personal car, practical car. Some standard features are fully independent suspension and four-wheel disc brakes, furnished by Pontiac. Normally priced at $23,767. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And $750, Chris, would get you all the prizes on our stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $69,000.
It's growing, but right now, Chris, your decision is say yes, and with everything else you've picked up, and you have picked up some nice things, $3,000 in cash and leave us, or take the risk that you could continue to win with the trip to London next. You think about it for a moment. Tough decision after this. Back with our champion, Chris Ciardi, sitting there holding $3,000 in cash already at $500 and the diamond ring. Do you want to take that $3,000 and leave us, or do you want to take the risk you could continue to win? What's it going to be?
I want to come back.
He's coming back? Give me back my money. We'll put his $85 in the bank, another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, and Chris could go for a trip to London next time on Swing of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice time to meet you.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.